June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Time to go into the Pimp Cup, where it's back. Here's Lucius.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a milk carton?
Lucius!
Hey, first of all, I didn't know how y'all were going to wrap that conversation right there up. I felt like that was like five more minutes left of that.
I kept looking up at the clock.
Yeah, I was like, shoot, let me stand back. Let them boys cook for a second. Getting somewhere. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We haven't done it in a while, but we do it at 5:30 here on The Fan. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up on the social medias. At Lucky Lucius P, and it's L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All of our handles are in the bio, and send your hate mail there too, okay? Send it over there. Our winner, Church Combo Pack, two clips right here. First one, let's see here. Oh, they were pranking the prayer request at church.
Okay, we're praying this morning for Sister Mary Flanagan and also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Brother Harry Dick Jones. I like that talk pause like that guy. He put on that thing,
he knew,
too.
He knew exactly what was about to happen.
Mary Flanagan and Brother.
Also Brother Harry Dick Jones.
Dick Jones.
Big guy.
And this one, too.
Come on, do me a favor. Look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, have you tasted him this week?
Yeah.
Come on. That was the wrong neighbor. Find somebody else.
Find somebody else.
Find Harry Dick Jones.
Find Harry Dick Jones.
I keep trying to imagine, what did he see that made him say, oh,
I don't know.
That was wrong neighbor.
That ain't it.
My eyeballs bad. Looking at him like, bro, are you serious?
Yeah. All right, let's see.
Sit next to my grandma right here. Might be an awkward conversation.
Hey, did we say that this right here is brought to you by the on-time expert?
There you go.
Yeah, yes, sir. Now we have. They do a good job, too.
Okay. Just making sure. All right, what I got? What I got for you, boys? Hey, little Al coming at you.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the Thunder's won. The Thunder. And I have two clips of them for you. We played one, Woolchuck did earlier this week. The Thunder reporters, fanned out when they seen SGA.
Look at the porter potty.
I mean, they fanned out when he got up close.
Yeah.
I think it's SGA. Is it SGA?
It is. He's right behind the porta potty. There he is. SGA.
Oh my gosh.
Robin, we could get SGA.
That's awesome. Good for them. Sounds like a bomb siren.
Keep it together, ladies. Keep it together.
Must not have covered the season.
No. Finally got those passes to come on through. Those press passes. Finally
it's an all-skate.
Yeah.
All-skate.
Thunder, the center, Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
He was low-key faded at the parade ceremony.
Love it.
Yeah.
Chet, your journey has been far from easy. You have experienced broken bones, bruises, ups, downs, highs, lows. What did it take for you to get here in this moment right now?
It took everybody that's in here. It started with Clay, Sam, and Mark for believing in me enough to bring me here in the first place. Because without them, I'm never even here. All right, let me lock in.
Let me lock in.
Should we put you on the mic right now? All right, yeah. All right.
That's a good idea.
Let me lock in. Let me get focused. Yeah. Let me get focused.
Let me get these sunglasses on.
Faded, bro.
Yeah, good for him.
Crossfade, was SGA bro. On Good Morning America?
Oh.
Looked like he was just ran through.
Yeah.
I think it was Good Morning
America.
He
looked like he had not slept.
Yeah.
Maybe
one of those satellite deals. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, where's the camera?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Fox 29. How are you dealing with the heat out there, lady? What you going to do?
I'm going to put on some booty shorts.
Are they cooler?
Yes.
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 I support that. Got to fight the heat.
Yeah. Booty shorts.
Yeah. Booty shorts.
Girl, give me them booty shorts out of there for me. Yeah. Show us hot out of here.
Just a little loose at the bottom, you know, get the good air circulation in there.
And then loose at the bottom means there's probably nothing back there. It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. These styles, you see a lot of cheek these days.
You do see a lot of cheek these days.
They do some amazing things with jeans.
What else we got right here for you boys? Oh, the Cardinals announcer, Chip
Carey.
Had a slip of the tongue.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, it was that 30-second layout is which I'm really a fan of. It's just a slip of the tongue.
I know, but yeah.
Go for it.
Disability Pride Night is Thursday, July 10th, and with a theme ticket, fans take home a Cardinals cap featuring the Disability Pride flag and Cardinals in Braille. Details at cardinals.com/theme.
That one,
we sure did need that one.
Yeah, I heard Ray Davis is looking to replace Sands with this guy now. He really likes his style.
Yeah, hilarious. I see what you did right there.
I went for it.
Yeah, no, go ahead, man. You got to, bro. We don't know if we're gonna have it tomorrow. You know what I mean? We don't know.
Was Chip contemplating his career at that point?
I don't know what. Nobody helped him out. Nobody said anything.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm over here enjoying my hot dogs or something like that, you know?
It was just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, it happens, man.
They didn't suspend him, though.
He doesn't need to be suspended. I hate that they even had to make an announcement. Hey, he's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. But, like, it was just a slip of the tongue. Yeah. It wasn't a hot mic and he was saying something crazy behind the scenes. Yeah. It was a slip of the tongue, bro.
Who's going to be first on this Mavs coverage with a flag slip up? Is it Folliwell, Cooperstein, or Damaris?
That's hilarious. Carter and I were talking about the same thing back here. That's what it is.
It's going to happen. Yes. It will.
I think it's hard.
It's hilarious.
It's got to be hard.
I mean, I was guilty of this at nights when I was promoting Flagtober, and I just sped it up and
doing too much.
It
man.
Was accidental.
Got to be careful, bro.
It was vodka involved. Yeah.
Need that one.
Yeah.
He sounded rattled.
Need that one, guys.
He was contemplating
right,
his career.
That's it.
There it is, the G-Bag of the Day champion and its challengers here. We have a church combo platter pranking the prayer request and have you tasted him. Thunder Reporter's going full fangirl. You had a combo platter there as well. Chip Carey's slip of the tongue has been nominated as well on that Cubs broadcast. I'm going to go with... and the how you dealing with the heat, the booty shorts.
Yeah, that was
that for the parade, too? Yeah.
Somebody said cheek season.
It is cheek season.
Cheek season is crazy.
I like
crazy.
That. I'll go with Chip Carey.
Cheek season.
You're going to catch a case calling something cheek season, bro.
Chip Carey over there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, a faux pas. What does that call it? Blooper? Broadcast blooper, Lucius? Who you vote
for? Let's see. Yeah, Chet. Low-key faded, bro.
Low-key
faded, bro. Chet Holmgren was good.
Yeah, he was trying to give some props to his guys, and he was just stumbling and fumbling all over the place.
Let me lock in. Well, Chuck?
My basketball player, damn it.
Man, I'm going with cheek season. It's cheek season.
Is that a 1-1-1?
It is. We're tied at 1, Brian.
Yeah, why don't we do this a little bit? Why don't we go for the...
Four-way tie?
Church? Yeah, I was thinking maybe fangirls.
Okay. The fangirls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The first OKC parade clip.
Okay. Well, so
we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah,
so
yeah. We'll combo that up. Yeah.
Okay. With Chet? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, fangirls and Chet get a combo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll vote on that then.
That's a good winner.
Yeah.
And that is your champ by a score of 2-1-1, the Oklahoma City Thunder Championship Parade Audio Extravaganza. Here's Lucius in the Pimp Cup.
Y'all see L. Duncan's boots?
She's looking good today.
She is.
I like this outfit. Boots, bro! Oh, my God! Oh, my God.
All right, you squares. I forgot what I was supposed to say there.
Look. Fire up this phone. Yeah. Woo! It'll make you dance with some of everything. Ooh. Oh, God. Everybody get high.
Do you prefer, then? Do you prefer a slim woman or a big woman?
I like a fat woman. Not too fat, overweight, but I like fat women. Because you have just to use your wisdom.
Yes.
When you are touching bones, you are as if touching rocks or stones. Whereas when you are touching a fat woman, you are touching a smooth flesh and a little bit, something that is a little bit exciting.
Exciting. I can finish a third for you, buddy. Exciting. Mm. Well, Unc like him thick, you hear me?
He sure does.
Uncle's like him thick. He said, use your wisdom.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you're a touching, thin woman, it's no good. You feel the bone.
It's like touching rocks and stones. Unk like some thick. I feel you, bro. Unk like that squish. I feel you. I feel you, dog. This is LA Live for Thursday, June 26, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday ladies' night here in LA Live. So I'm on my Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station, and a special shout out to the lady listeners of this station. You are appreciated. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. And don't sleep on this. It's also a Thirsty Thursday. Okay. Be careful with that alcohol out here. They don't promote how bad it is because you start sounding like a teetotaler or something. Mm-hmm. But it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It really is a dangerous substance, especially what we've seen for the past few months where they were just coming after the hemp.
Yes.
Nobody brings up alcohol. So be careful with that alcohol. Don't end up in the drunk tank. Do they still have the drunk tank where you can just get arrested, let you dry out, and release you?
I think they do. Yeah. I don't know. Wait. I think they throw you in the drunk tank and then throw you somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean,
drunk tank in the actual jail?
Yeah, I think so.
Trenchery over.
If you got to change them clothes, bro, you might be staying for a while.
Yeah.
They hand you them clothes out, you be like, oh, crap.
No,
they done found something. They done found something on your boy. don't catch a DUI out here either. That means don't drink and drive, please.
Like, how many times have you driven out to a bar going, I'm just going to have one? All of a sudden you had like 11, right?
Every time.
And you're hammered and you're thinking, but you know, but you're responsible. You're drunk, but you're responsible. You're like, God, I drove my car here tonight. God, I'm driving it home, all right? I'm not going to burden this place of business by taking up a parking space in this completely empty parking lot for the next 6 hours. I am not advocating drinking and driving, but I will tell you, there's nothing better than when all your friends and family know you're hammered. There's nothing better than that walk to the car.
No, no.
It's incredible. Women are screaming, people tearing at your clothes. You feel like you're in the Beatles. Oh, my God, no! Stop! And be like, no autographs!
No autographs. Wow. Billy B. Billy's on fire.
Here we go. LA Live 105.3, the fan on a ladies' night. Hey, hey.
Who is this, Lucius?
A little Maze and Frankie Beverly coming at you.
Wow.
For the Southern girls listening to this situation on that LA Live.
Booty shorts.
Throwback. Yeah, booty shorts for show. Hey. They got them fans. They doing them little line dances with them fans out there. I see you. Hey. All right. Talk about a little date night situation. The man came back. Is Red Lobster back to be in a date night spot?
Please.
The CEO is doing good things, apparently.
The CEO he's
on fire. He really is. Yeah.
Now, Red Lobster used to be the spot with like a, what is it, homecoming day or something like that when you was younger. You'd maybe after the prom, you know, that type of thing.
It was nice.
Pre-prom meal,
graduation dinner, maybe a birthday.
Yeah.
It slid back at some point, to be like B-rated family dining.
Yeah.
They're bringing it back, huh?
The advertisements, the meal didn't match the advertisements.
Surely didn't.
It didn't look the same. It's I've been seeing your commercials. This doesn't look the same.
The ultimate feast. I thought I was getting a feast.
What are we doing here? Yeah.
Yeah, well, Red Lobster is officially out of bankruptcy, and they said they back up, baby.
There they go.
Tell the streets we back.
That CEO is good.
They're rebranding. They're getting a mommy makeover to get a little BBL for their restaurant. Rebranding. The 35-year-old CEO is upgrading the food and the vibes, he says.
Yeah.
Crab Fest is this summer.
Please.
So he's rolling out the new situation. Yeah. They have seafood boils, brothers.
Yes.
Smart. Seafood boils, the food in the bag situation. They look pretty good. It's like three of them. I'm not going to tell you all of them because this is not an advertisement for Red Lobster. This is about them getting back on their feet.
We like Shell Shack bankruptcy. Too. Yeah, we like Shell Shack a lot too.
This is a fine American dining right here.
Yeah,
classic.
But I think they're moving to that Shell Shack model maybe more, or the Crab Spot model where it's like, hey, we're having fun. We got bags. We're going to put it on the table for you.
Yeah.
Got to be messy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need the linen napkins. Let's paper towels out. Let's eat.
They have new summer themed drinks. A sangria flight.
Okay.
Like three different glasses of sangria on that thing.
I'll tell you what. Now you're cooking. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see, Red Lobster.
a customer said in the story that I just Googled, just don't bleep with the biscuits. I heard that.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, those Cheddar Bay biscuits are just delicious.
I'll get them out of the frozen section, make them at home.
Yeah. Yep. Still good.
Now, I don't know about three different sangrias, but this is not to brag or anything. This is just honest to God truth. First time I ever had a sangria was in Cartagena, Spain.
Oh, jeez. It was a big, giant thing
of sangria. Yeah, right. Had the straws hanging out of it. You sit down there by the street. You know, it's a nice little table. You just people watch, and you are just sloshed.
You're never going to have another one any better.
No, you never will.
No. You're never going to have never one better will. Than that.
Well, hopefully, Red Lobster get their stuff back on their feet or something like that. I don't know if I'll be pulling up. I'm not sure, but hey, if it's worth it. I don't even like the seafood bags, the little boils. I don't eat the boils.
Oh, you don't?
Nah, fry me some shrimp up or give me some lobster or something like that, crabs.
Should we try it on a Friday thing? Bring about 4-minute dump and see what we can do?
Wow.
Just to see if they're any good.
Yeah, just to.
When do we start this? Are we starting it now?
This summer, so yeah, pretty soon here.
I'll just go order like 4 bags, 5 bags and bring them. We'll dump them on the table and we'll see if they're any good.
I like the sound of that.
I like table dumping.
All right. Let's go. All
right. We'll ain't mad at that. Look, that's a bet. That's a bet right there.
We're going to test it. See if it's good.
Test it.
That's a bet. All right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Ladies night. It's a throwback Thursday. I have a little controversial situation here, but it's still related to the ladies somehow. We have a legendary basketball coach in the great state of Georgia that has been fired. He's fired. A hotel room video took this coach out the game. A hotel room video took this coach out the game.
No. Did he know he was?
It happened in the Bahamas.
Oh no!
Was
he giving the boys beer?
Oh no!
Some Red Stripes.
Okay, I'm so glad that you went there and not something scary.
Yeah, Red Stripes.
I like that you went there. No, Coach Dr. Philip McCray at Columbia High School out there, close to Stone Mountain, Georgia, down the street from Atlanta. This man had a 35-year career as a basketball coach. He's legendary. Yeah, he was just celebrated in 2023 for having over 700 plus wins. Wow. He's like the Eddie Robinson of this little town. God. You see what I'm saying?
What, do you have 20 games a season? You got 700 wins?
This man's the man, bro. They even named the gym after him.
Okay.
Okay, and he's still coaching. Well, he still was coaching. So walking in the gym with your name as a coach, that's crazy,
yeah,
bro.
That's badass.
Oh! You usually have to die for something like that. But this man is alive, and he's seeing it. Well, he's out as a coach because a video of him spanking a kid with a sneaker popped up.
That's weird.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Spanking a kid with a sneaker. The kid's own sneaker, in fact.
I grew up in the 80s. I've been spanked by principals and teachers.
Come on, man. That was my point. Like, my coach, a few coaches I've had throughout my lifetime, but one of my coaches, if you did bad in school, you misbehaved, you got swats before practice. 100%. You were missing class or you're, you know, late to class or something like that, and a teacher told the coach, he's going to swat you.
Mm-hmm. So with now, the holes drilled in it.
Yeah.
With the holes in the paddle.
Fah, you're here. Fah, where everybody else is changing to get ready for practice. Somebody else is,
wow.
Fah. Man, don't mess up, bro. They're wearing out Johnson. Pause.
Don't think he's going to lead the team in carries this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a fetish thing, is it?
What?
No, I don't think so. I don't go. Okay, so the video shows the coach telling the kid to lower his pants. The kid is laying across the bed.
Okay.
And there's another kid laying across the bed there, too. It said, lower your pants down or something. So them cheeks was exposed. Okay. Not butt-naked cheeks. He had some underwear on. They were hooping. You know, they got like hooping shorts and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So usually the hoopers wear like two pair of shorts.
There you go.
Yeah, he had the little shorts on. And then coach, swatted that kid and swatted another kid.
Okay.
The reason why is because the kids invited girls into the room and got caught.
Okay. At least he didn't spank them.
Spank them. And so for punishment, the coach gave him two swats on the behind.
All right.
And now he's losing his whole job. And his whole reputation of being a legendary coach, they're probably going to rename the gym and all this other stuff over some swats, bro.
That is unfortunate. He's obviously old school if he's been in the game for four decades coaching. And maybe that was, I think once you're on the bed with your pants pulled down, it's like, okay. But I don't know about firing and you got to lose the name of the gym. But maybe a suspension at most.
How did they get this on video?
Somebody recorded it, one of the kids. Hey, look. One of the kids' mother is the reason why everything is coming to a head like this.
Oh, bench player.
But another kid got swatted, and his mom didn't say anything. Because he probably didn't want to tell his mom, oh, yeah, we got caught bringing girls in there.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, let's see.
This is not about basketball. This is about you abusing your authority as a teacher and a coach.
This parent who did not want us to show her face out of fear of retaliation is talking about this video.
What happens in the Bahamas stays in the Bahamas.
I just left Coach McCrary's home where I tried to get a comment about all of this. I asked if he had a second to talk. He told me no. I asked if he had a comment. I didn't get a response.
Man's going to lose his legendary status over swats on the cheeks. That's sad. You're probably right. You probably shouldn't have told the kids to pull their pants down. Yeah. It sounds weird.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look as bad. It looked like the kids were sagging a little bit type vibe and just.
Okay.
Now, he did fire him off some, but it wasn't too much. Like, he didn't put all his back into it. He just gave him something they can remember. A little pow-pow.
And the shoe's a wide surface.
Come on,
not like it's going to tear skin up or anything. I think maybe overreaction's afoot.
There we go.
Yeah.
Afoot.
I feel you, man. Yeah, I hated to see that about that coach, bro.
The shoe in.
Yeah.
Everybody you've ever known you for 35 some odd years, known you as a basketball coach. Now you have to tell everybody, I whooped a kid with some Jordans.
Could you just send him home?
Well, he was in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Could you just send him on a trip like that? You know, that's embarrassing.
Oh, you mean send him home right then and there?
Yeah, send the kids home. Pull the team together. Hey, Bobby and Timmy they're about to go home because they violated our team rule that we have here. And they're now going to be – and make those kids walk out in front of their team, you know? And then that's kind of how you handle that. And that's how you keep your name in the gym, you know, and you got the respect of your team.
Yeah, like how you hand
scare
out punishment.
Scare the hell out of them. Not ask them to pull their pants down in a hotel room and spank them.
Yeah.
That's a kind of a weird technique.
That is kind of crazy.
He'd probably been doing it for decades, though.
Yeah.
And at one point, it was just what you do, you know? And he's probably thinking, all these new coaches, they don't have what I have. You know, they're not old school like me, and they don't know the motivational techniques. I tell you what, if I'm cross town, I'm hiring him. I'm saying now you aren't going to take any kids. Okay. You aren't going to be in any kids' room, but I'm hiring you.
Yeah, you go like Coach Taylor. Dillon Panthers fired him. Here's East Dillon High. Come on over, Coach Taylor.
We won't name the gym, but we'll name the locker room after the. How about that? Just the inside name part. Nobody can see it.
Yeah, the name the whole school after.
Shoe closet. We'll name him after you.
The shoe closet, yeah.
Swing the balance of power here in the county.
Name the equipment room after you.
The shoe closet.
Supply closet. It's crazy.
Hey, Coach, welcome. Here's the shoe closet you can work from.
Man, I hate to see him go down like that, but hey, I guess that's the world we live in. You can't be hitting it's people's weird. Kids.
That's weird punishment.
Well, yeah, I mean, you
that's
can't
just strange.
Like
strange.
That.
I used to get mad swats in school for being like a little bit tardy in the morning.
You're from a different era.
No, I'm with you. I mean,
you're from a different era.
Go to class, Mr. Alexander.
I remember Mr. Hansen, sixth grade, threw a kid against the chalkboard.
Yeah.
No repercussions.
No. My fifth grade teacher put her fingers on my cheeks and touched her fingers together in my mouth like that.
Oh, what?
The pain. Yeah. Shut up, dog. I didn't go home and tell my mom. I probably should have. But I was talking. I was talking in class.
I mean, an abuse of power is going to happen to you. You know, I think when you get these teachers, they're stressed out. Weird things happen. So I want to say that side of it, too, from the parent's side. Like, I would understand.
I get it. There's parents that, like encourage. I've seen parents before, like, hey, if my kid's out of line and discipline, you have my permission.
Oh, my God. My mom would love this parent.
Oh, my mom and dad were that.
Oh, please beat him, please. Yeah. And then tell me, okay? Please, so I get some. Please beat him. All right, last one. I might nominate this clip for G-Bag of the Day tomorrow. Shout out to this man at the bar. I've never heard a rant like this. He was shooting a shot at this lady, and she has some friends with her, right?
Okay.
So it's already difficult because one of them's going to block you. One of them did block this guy, even though he tried to buy her drinks. She had three drinks, and she got the mouthing off and messing up the whole vibe over there. He was trying to holler at a lady named Cindy.
Cindy.
He ended up going off on the blocker.
You're the most ignorant that I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't do anything to you. 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 I bought you three drinks, and as soon as you got the Hennessy in you, you went ballistic on taking it out on every man in the fucking world. You. 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 That's why you're alone. Because you're a And Cindy, I apologize.
Yeah.
I really wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you out to dinner, but you got to.
This got
to
be in Philadelphia or something like that somewhere, right? It's got to be.
Trenton, New Jersey.
It's got to be something, bro.
To ask you out to dinner, but you got a lawyer. And no, you better give me Jameson them f***ing sweet teas right now. Give it to me.
Jameson and sweet teas.
That's killer.
Right?
Oh, you're cut off, sir.
Yeah.
The first C-bomb. Last drink you had.
Yeah. I'm surprised they're not cutting him off. They're just letting this man just go with the cussing and everything. Yeah,
he's a regular.
Everyone's
gotta be.
He's a regular. They know him all.
And you're so good friends with her that you f***ed up her night. Because I wanted to take Cindy out to dinner during the week, but you're such a that I ain't even talking to her.
Damn.
And I apologize, Cindy.
I apologize.
She's your bitch?
Yes, she's my bitch.
Okay. Well, you f***ed her life up, too. That's two lives you f***ed up.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That was the greatest bar rant of all time. And he never got kicked out. They just kept serving that man.
I just want to hear from Cindy. Does she still want to go out with the guy?
I apologize, Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right.
My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow on a Friday. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I holler. Peace.
Hey. There he goes. Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Time for a proper round triple, we'll check.
Let's do it. The Rangers dynamic duo, a local star getting added to Team US of A. And keep an eye on the Halos. That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.